Louis Weeks, welcome to The Signal.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to have you here on the eve of this debut album release. I want to go ahead and start our segment off with some music. I want to play some of the first track of this album. It's called Alvar Aalto. That happens to be the name I discovered after some Googling of a mid-20th century architect and designer from Finland. Do you want to say a few words about maybe that reference before we, as we get ready to listen to this tune?
But there's a lot of references to other mediums in this album, whether it's literature or architecture or visual art or design. It's a prevalent theme throughout a lot of the ways that I think about music, and so I thought it was a fitting way to start the album, and it comes back around to close the album as well.
Alvar Aalto, who's your favorite? Stayed all night listening to Pavement. Oh, I miss what I miss, remember. Alvar Aalto, what's the line between self and selfless love? Alvar Aalto, who's your favorite? Stay all night, out to the pavement. Oh, you scare the hell out of me. Alvar Aalto, say it loud from the top.
Music from the debut album of electropop musician Louis Weeks, an album called Shift Away. Alvar Aalto, the name of that song, a reference to the Finnish architect and designer. And Louis, you mentioned finding yourself taking musical inspiration from other artistic disciplines, yeah?
Absolutely. I've always thought that music was a particularly spatial and architectural and tactile form of art. It's probably started, I grew up in a household with, my mother is a illustrator and designer. My father studied architecture, and I started out on the piano. And one of the things that I've always thought is that music is a particularly spatially oriented art form, in the sense that as an electronic musician and a recording artist, what you do whenever you make a recording is you get to define a space. Whether it's through reverb tails or delay patterns, you're essentially creating analogs to real-world spaces that kind of exist in an imaginary acoustic space. So, and I've always thought that this is how all music creates its worlds, is through kind of creating analogs of giant rooms or tiny rooms, and you get to walk through them and you live in them.
You say your dad was an architect, huh?
Well, he studied architecture.
Studied architecture,
yeah.
Okay. What is that saying? Architecture is frozen music.
It is.
Goethe said that.
Did Goethe say that? I feel like I've heard that before.
So what you're doing is melted architecture.
who knows?
Liquid architecture.
The cool thing is, I feel like anytime you're making music, you're kind of picking and grabbing your favorite sound spaces. You're saying, I like the way my voice sounds in this cathedral. And I love the way the drums sound in this airtight room. And you get to create an imaginary space where the two can actually exist together.
Louis, I want to get to some more music here shortly. But first, let me ask you to say a few words about your day job. Most aspiring independent musicians have day jobs to pay the bills. Yours actually is a bona fide musical day job.
Yeah, I'm a commercial composer by day. I work for a local production company, and every day I come to work, and every day there's a new client who wants new music to be made for various types of commercial spots that they're doing, be it web, television, film, video games.
So I have to ask you, I mean, you spend your days creating music for other people's purposes, and then you still have the time and energy to work on this project of your own, and you've been doing it for, this thing is a couple of years in the making now.
It has been a while in the making. And a lot of people make their albums with a set list already in mind. Mine is kind of, I write a song here, I write a song there, and then at the end of the project, I take a step back and take stock of it and see what's the overarching theme musically and lyrically and conceptually that I'm tapping into and put that in a 9-song album. And
how much do you think your daily commercial composing assignments fuel you creatively? And how much do you think those projects kind of get in the way and clutter up your mind when you're trying to work on your own stuff?
They fuel me 100% in the sense that it is a muscle that I'm working out. Having to write music every day, 5 days a week for the past 3 years, really eliminates the concept of writer's block. And also it really reframes the way that I think about writing music and creating music, in the sense that when I'm working with clients who want commercial music, my process is more focused on communication and problem solving as opposed to, say, expressing myself or expressing the idioms of a genre. Or I'm much more interested in communicating what the client is after. And so how that bleeds into my own music is I have a new perception on how to let people in from moment one and write a song that is idiosyncratic and bizarre and kind of has a life of its own, and from the first downbeat let people be included in that.
You do demonstrate a great range of lyrical personas and musical references on this recording that I think is probably a testament to the daily 9-to-5 grind of just having to be up to your ears in music. I want to go ahead and listen to this another song from your upcoming album. This is called Alive, Stretched Out on the Observation Deck. And you've got some lyrical swagger in this song. It sounds like it's probably pretty fun to inhabit this character who's singing this song. What do you want to tell us about this one?
This is an exercise for me in restraint and minimalism, trying to create a track that achieves as much as I need it to with as little musical content as possible. I'm making a lot of use of space in this track.
I climbed up the tower to see you there. I climbed up the stairwell to see you well. I can't see you fading. I can't see you. I can't see you waving from the observation deck. I can see you forever. I can see you forever. I don't look, 'cause it makes me
going to perform that one live, it will require an elaborate costume, I feel like, with flowing scarves and
feathers, for sure. Yeah.
the falsetto lyrical swagger of electropop musician Louis Weeks there on a track from his upcoming album release, Shift Away. Louis Weeks is here in studio with us this week on The Signal. And Louis, you were mentioning as we went into this song, it being a study in musical minimalism. That sort of restraint is probably extra difficult to achieve when you've got so many tools at your disposal. I mean, you work in a professional recording studio.
Right. And also when you're dealing with, I make sample-based music. So not only are all of the sounds that could be captured by a microphone in my hand possible, but when you're dealing with electronic music, there's a whole nother vocabulary of sounds that's added to your working dictionary. So the challenge is to stay focused on the sounds that you have and making them work for you. And also, the way that I did that song was I arranged it about 50%, and then I stopped and I took a look at what I had, and then I wrote the rest of the song knowing that I couldn't add anything more. And the result is a piece that I tried to keep as minimal as possible.
Louis, do you ever perform live? Do you ever perform music live?
I do, yeah. Not very often, but yeah. When I do, it's an exercise in taking the songs and boiling them down to what I think is the most important and significant aspect of the song so that I can strip away all of the production techniques that I don't have at my fingertips the way I would in the studio.
But I get the sense that, I mean, you really do enjoy and appreciate what you can accomplish in the studio as a recording artist. I mean, that's an art unto itself, right? I mean, some bands, they say, well, we go in the studio and we try and make a recording that sounds the way we sound live. That's not what you're interested in doing.
Absolutely not. And what's amazing about recorded music is the amount of attention that you are asking from your listener and receiving. I can't really think of any other medium where you essentially get to stop people from paying attention to the rest of the world. You have 360 degrees of their auditory field, and you get to take that attention that you've asked and to do something really meaningful with it. And so for me, music is really just change over time. It is a way to record how sounds change as time passes. In the live setting, there's a lot else going on. There's social contexts. You're at a bar, you're at a venue, there's visuals. And the experience is not just about sound and time. But with recordings, you get to really sit people down and you get to show them, this is how this sonic idea changes and we're going to change together.
Louis, you talk about being a sample-based musician. You talk about this notion of sound and time, and it, in a way, it's almost like you're describing one of the songs on this album that's called Fold. This is a song that, I don't know, maybe is ostensibly about origami. I want to go ahead and play this song. Talk about, maybe it's about your musical process. What do you want to say about this before we give this a listen?
Well, this song is, every single pun intended, all of the parts of the album are folded into this song. It's a song that encapsulates the thematic content, my process as a musician, and also my overarching ideas about what music and thinking about music means to me.
One fold, one fold, two times, two sides, one side divided, two times inside it. We are, we are, we are, we are divided. We are, we are, we are, we are. One love.
even managed to slip a palindrome in there. Not a palindrome, but you've got some sort of looping of the word crane being spelled forwards and backwards, I noticed.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. I like a paper origami crane.
Absolutely. Well, the impetus for this song was I was watching a documentary about origami artisans and artists, and one of the key takeaways for me was one artist said that the thing about paper is that paper and most every material has a memory to it. You fold it and it then is forever changed. It has a tendency from the event, and it also, it remembers that event and it wants to go back to. So you've changed kind of the nature of this material. And this was at a point in my life where I was kind of reeling from a series of losses. And I remember feeling that this metaphor really was helpful for me in the sense that I had experienced loss and felt as if I structurally was changed by this memory and that my tendencies would have changed. So I sat down at the piano and figured out an arpeggiating series of chords that change symmetrically. So every time my right hand changes chords, my left hand changes exactly in the opposite way, as if you were to hold a mirror up to my hands in between them. So that's kind of a mirror, pun intended, of my process.
Musical metaphors, lyrical metaphors, all rolled into one in this song. Electropop musician, recording artist, composer Louis Weeks, our guest here this week on The Signal, sharing some cuts from his about-to-be-released debut album, Shift Away. And Louis, I want to play the last track on this album. As you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, it sort of bookends nicely with the first one. This is a song called Calder, which, again, after further Googling, I discovered is the inventor of the mobile sculpture, among other things, the floating kind of sculptures that hang from strings and wires. Another testament to music as a form of melted architecture.
Right. Well, what's always struck me about these Calder pieces is that if you're just walking through a gallery and you happen to see one and you don't stop and look, you'd think that it wasn't moving. And so he's created a system in which movement and time and stillness are all kind of revolving around each other. And another thing is, which is so admirable about these pieces, is that you have to create the perception of stillness to really hammer home the concept of stillness, as opposed to just plunking down a sculpture. He kind of gets us thinking about stillness by creating a piece that moves very slowly. And musically, I've taken my cues from that in a lot of ways. You have to be very intentional about your gestures. If you want to create silence, you can't just have nothing play. You have to create a type of musical analog for silence.
To be pebble on your mountain, not to be boastful, as a boulder as long as you near me, I'll never grow older. To be the keeper of your pantry, slow smiling, sweeping, like a calder, but as long as you near me, I'll never grow older. Mm-hmm.
as long as you're near me, I'll never grow older. Devastating line, if I might say, Louis Weeks. There's such a rich ambiguity in that line. I mean, is it a wistful hope that your loved one is never going to leave your side, or is it a lament that you're sort of frozen in time and never going to be able to progress as long as you're with this person?
That's interesting. I never thought about it in terms of one way or another. The one thing that I tried to do with this, I tried to create a system of images that related back to the Calder pieces in the sense of linking nearness, space, distance, and time. And so whether or not you read it as longing or devastating, happy or particularly sad, it's about the fact that the way that we perceive time is it's about closeness to other people. That's where I was headed in with that song.
Perhaps I'm just revealing my own neuroses with that interpretation.
Well, that's good. I've given you a canvas and you've painted me a picture.
The beauty of these ambiguous lyrics. Louis Weeks, it really has been a pleasure having you in on the radio program. This is a beautifully conceived debut album, expertly executed, and hopefully folks will get a chance to hear it for themselves in its entirety and enjoy it and make what they will of it. I should say this album, Shift Away by Louis Weeks, is going to be making its grand debut to the public next Tuesday, January 14th. It's going to be available in the cyber form only, no CDs. Louis, what's your website? How do people find it?
It's www.louisweeksmusic.com. And I should say that my name is spelled with an S, not an E, so L-O-U-I-S.
Weeks, W-E-E-K-S.
Yep.
Louis, with an S, it's really been a pleasure, and thanks for sharing your music with us.
Aaron, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.